Sparrow Sports Medicine and Sparrow Michigan Athletic Club. Walter Crockett is a personal trainer, and we're going to talk with Walter about rest and recovery and why athletes need it. Walter, good morning.
Good morning, Tony, and good morning to all you guys.
I appreciate you being here. You know, it sounds pretty simple. We all need rest and recovery, but sometimes athletes and people who really are fitness geeks forget to do this very important component of trying to stay in shape.
Yes, it's actually a very important component in staying in shape. Sometimes the less is more approach works. If you're doing too much, you stand a chance of what we call overtraining, not giving your body the ample time to recover. So you like to, even if you're not an athlete, if you're just a regular person going in just to stay in shape, stay healthy and fit, you have to give your body the ample time to recover. And so I just wanted to cover what is some proper rest between sets and for your goals and that you're trying to maintain. And also, how many days and things like that should we work out, just to get some basic common tips?
Well, I personally weight train for strength and conditioning 3 days a week. I try to hit chest and back Mondays, buys and tries Wednesdays, and core and legs on Fridays. Try to do stretching in between, cardio in between, and I love working out with someone. I have someone I work out with because it seems like the way we get things going, there's the proper rest between sets. Am I on the right track? What do we need to do to get the proper rest so we can be ready for the next set?
Well, you know what? It sounds like you're on the right track. You're doing some of a split routine, so you're getting different groups in and giving your other groups a chance to recover. My general rule of thumb is I tell people try to wait 24 to 48 hours before training the same group of muscles. And I like to tell them to go off your own body feeling. If you're feeling super sore, you probably shouldn't be lifting that same group again if it's that sore. That means the muscle fiber has not had a chance to recover. And when you're resting between sets, think about what your goals are. If your goal is strength, you're generally going to be around 60 to 90 seconds of recovery in between each exercise. If your goal is just calorie burn and weight loss, you can cut that time frame down to 30 seconds, and you'll be going more to a caloric burn type of thing, or what we call a circuit training.
What's the best time to work out?
The best time to work out is actually what fits best into your lifestyle. The main thing about working out is being able to duplicate it over and over. If you have a time, if I tell you that you need to be in there at 8 o'clock in the morning, but that doesn't fit in your lifestyle, it's going to be hard for you to maintain and stick with that workout. So find out a time that works best for you, and that would be the best time for you to work out.
All right, we know that sleep is important, you know, especially for growth and recovery, but it's hard for me, and I'm sure for a lot of other people, to try and get that 7 and 8 in. You know, most days I'm going on 5. Tell me, how much sleep should we be getting between workouts?
You know what, Tony? Sleep actually is just as important as nutrition in the recovery process. About 30 to 45 minutes after you fall asleep, your body starts naturally producing the HGH hormone. So if your goal is to get stronger, you're going to definitely need your sleep. Average person needs somewhere between 6 and 8. If you get under 6, sometimes you're cutting it a little bit close. But it all depends on, do you feel recovered in the morning? If you get 5 hours and you feel like you're recovered, that means that is enough sleep for your body. I know some people, they need 9 hours. So, you know, make sure you feel rested in the morning, and that'll tell you if you are getting enough
sleep. Well, Walter, it doesn't matter. I could sleep 12 hours or 5. It never seems to be enough. Before I let you go, for folks who want more information about how to get it going, we deal with a lot of folks who have very busy lifestyles. They may need some help with kickstarting your workouts. Where can they go for help?
They can come to the Sparrow Michigan Athletic Club. We have an awesome training staff there. We're open from 5 a.m. in the morning to 10 at night. So you can, depending on your work schedule, you can find the time to get in there. Best time to come is now. Let's get a jump on those early New Year's resolutions.
Great to talk with you, Walter. Thanks so much.
All right. You have a great day, buddy.